Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hey. Hey, Bob, check it out, man. Somebody's finally used their head on this show. Check this out.
Did what?
Check this out, man. Oh, Alan Christie Wilson.
Nice.
Better known as Blind Owl to you and me. Do you know that it is closer from downtown Washington to downtown Baltimore than it is from downtown San Francisco to the 49ers ballpark?
Really?
When they called it San Francisco, when Super Bowl 50 was played at Levi's Stadium wherever the hell it is, the joke here in San Francisco is the reason it was called Super Bowl 50 was because it was from 50 miles from San Francisco. It's actually closer to Santa Cruz than it is to San Francisco.
Right.
It just seemed like a really dumb way to start off an hour, and I thought the show can only get better from here. What do you think?
It has potential. Now that we're both together, my friend.
Happy birthday, Bob Dylan.
Yes.
Nobel laureate, Bob Dylan, by the way.
Yes.
Robert Allen Zimmerman.
I wonder if he knows.
Oh, probably not.
Yeah.
Another native Minnesotan, along with Jessica Lange. You know, in Minnesota, they pimp out Alan Page. They pimp out Carl Eller, native Minnesotans, Prince, Bob. Why doesn't Jessica Lange get? Haven't they ever seen her semi-naked in some of her movies?
I'll tell you what. Anybody who's missed that or doesn't know who Jessica Lange is, look her up.
She won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for Tootsie.
Mm-hmm.
Same year was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Actress for Frances, playing Frances Farmer. Another well-adjusted human being.
Yes. She would actually fit in on this show.
From Seattle. Really? All right. Okay. You think that's bad? Watch this. There's going to be a Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs between Pittsburgh and Ottawa. Right. Now, you're sitting in the commissioner's office.
Drinking.
Heavily. Saying, okay, Nashville and Pittsburgh, Nashville and Ottawa. Nashville and Pittsburgh, Nashville and Ottawa.
What do I want?
We're going to discuss that when we come back. We're going to discuss the fortunes of the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers. Because if I'm the Lakers and I'm Danny Ainge and I want to be sadistic, I have come up with a way to do it. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. We have no idea. I think we're having Costello, Lum and Abner, or Bob and Bob. I don't know what the hell we are. We're dog and cat for all we know. This is the Sports Byline Radio Network.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
What the f*** does that mean? Has everyone gone f***ing nuts? What the f***? Capital, that guy's head.
The questions that have plagued mankind since at least this past Sunday, right, Bob?
This is truth.
Anaheim, July 1991, kids. Once again, happy birthday, Bob Dylan. Now you're saying this is not Bob Dylan. I'm saying, you know, you have a point. It's the Grateful Dead, but it's a Bob Dylan tune.
Sure.
Little Maggie's Great. Farm. Little Maggie's most, Farm, kids.
Most prolific songwriter in America.
Yeah, he and Justin Bieber. I'm just saying. Hang on a second here. Hold on a second here. Hold on.
I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
I think he just qualified for Shaq of Fool.
Yeah, you know,
Justin
just
Bieber
funny.
And Bob Dylan.
Yeah, that's right. I've met Bob Weir a couple of times. He lives out here in Mill Valley, California. I'm in San Francisco, but I met him. He's dyslexic. Which it makes for some interesting renditions of Truckin', if you've ever seen The Deadline. Kristen, you're in Galveston County, Texas. We're going to get to you with the intellectual portion of the program here in just a little bit. I want to talk to Bob. I came up with as a Boston Celtic fan, and by the way, nice show up on Tuesday against Cleveland. I know what they should do with that first overall pick. You know what they could? You know what Danny Ainge and the Boston Celtics could do if they wanted to?
I am holding my breath in anticipation.
They can hold the league hostage if they wanted to, especially the Lakers, but the league in general. Now, we've learned from our studies that, let's be honest with you, LeVar Ball is an ass.
Right.
And
Mighty Yoki went out
yes.
on there.
And, yeah. Now, here's the trivia part about it. Now, we all know that BigBaller3Idiot.com, whatever the hell his name is, does not want his son going anywhere but Los Angeles. We know this. And if the Lakers want him, you know, good for you. As a Celtic fan, take him. But the Boston Celtics have the number one overall pick.
Correct.
If I'm the Boston Celtics, I go right to the Los Angeles. Hell, screw that. I go right to the league office and say, here's the deal. We're going to draft Lonzo Ball, which is going to cause a major S storm with Big Baller 3, Big Daddy, what's his face. And that is going to completely disrupt the entire NBA. It would.
Yeah.
Okay. So the what happened?
I know where you're going.
Mr. Silver goes to the Lakers and he's
in trouble.
He goes to the Lakers and he says, "Listen, you got to talk to Danny Ainge. You got to give him something, or he's going to take Lonzo, and it's going to screw this league up for God knows how long." If I'm the Boston Celtics, I do everything short of ask for the Laker girls to switch picks so make sure that they don't take Lonzo Ball. And if I'm Danny Ainge, why not?
I'll tell
I'm being dead.
No,
legitimately.
Okay, But you gotta give me time to unfold my answer here. There's a monkey in the wrench. There's a peanut in the butter here. It in theory, that's all well and good. But I'm going on the assumption that Magic Johnson knows how to play poker. My response would be, go ahead. Because, you know, just being a college basketball person like right. I am, right. I do love the sport. Markelle Fultz is the better player.
He is. He is. But here's the
thing. Hear me out. Okay. So, you know, okay, go ahead, take him. And we'll take the consolation prize. Man, did you just take care of a whole bunch of stuff? You don't have to deal with LeVar.
Right.
You don't have to deal with the circus coming to town, even though, you know, Ringling Brothers is officially closed.
Right.
They now have the new circus.
Right.
And you got the better ball player. Go ahead, Danny, take him.
And to which the league is going to beg the Lakers to do something, because they know what kind of a disaster this is. Not just for the Boston Celtics, for the league. It would screw the league up, because what this guy is doing is going to ruin basketball. And if the Boston, I don't think the Lakers would. I truthfully, in a game of poker, I'll take Ainge over Magic any day of the week.
All right, I'm not going that line. I'm telling you, man. What has Big Daddy said, right? And he actually, I'm equating him now with Burl Ives.
Oh, Burl Ives was cool, man. He was the Norelco thing, and he also was the snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes,
Why would you do that? Why would you do that to Burl Ives?
Because I'm going to call LeVar Big Daddy from here in.
All right.
This way, when he yells at his kids and he yells at her, it'll be Big Daddy. Big Daddy. And it would be so fun to watch, number one, the meltdown. Plus, Big Daddy has already said that he's not going to have his son work out for anybody other than the Lakers.
Right.
Now, the Lakers aren't going to be stupid enough to just work out ball. They're going to work out all the other top prospects as due diligence is done in the National Basketball Association. And once they get somebody else in the gym, namely Markelle Fultz, and they discover that he's a significantly better ball
player. You know, it wasn't the three white kids for UCLA that got beat by Kentucky.
It was
your son who got torched for 38.
That's right. So they'll go, yeah, okay, go ahead.
You know what?
I get your theory. And in practice, I mean, in reality, in theory, it is good, but in practice and in reality,
Now throw this around. Now, collusion obviously is a no-no according to the collective bargaining agreement. And last time I checked, it's also illegal. It's also one of the hardest things to prove in a court of law.
Correct.
I'm telling you.
As they're finding out in politics, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I'm telling you right now, if I am the owners of the NBA, I don't draft the kid. I don't draft. Wait, first off, okay, let's be honest. The only team that would be tempted in the top 10 would be Sacramento, and that's because they have two top 10 picks.
Sure.
There are 9 other ball players out there, I guarantee you, that are better than Lonzo Ball.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee, you know, and we're just talking, west of the A and east of the P. We're talking about here in the continental United States, there are 9 better ball players. I'm not even counting the ones that are playing for Euro whatever. Don't draft a kid.
I mean,
No. And here's the reason
he's
why.
Top 10 talent.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
not. No, he's not. I guarantee you right now. I will bet you anything. That there are 10 if you went into the GM's office, you pulled in Greg Popovich, don't talk to Phil Jackson, he doesn't know what he's doing. But if you go into Greg Popovich's office and you say, listen, dude, all right, give me 10 ball players you would have right now coming out of that are not in the NBA right now, I guarantee you can come up with 10 ball players like that over Lonzo Ball. But here's the thing, the league doing that would do two things. A, I think it may do something with the one and done thing, which I don't like at all.
Yeah.
Okay. And I also have an idea what they should do with the one and done. If you go 3 straight years with one and duns, you lose a scholarship. I like that idea. I really, because then you stop recruiting kids who think 2 + 2 = yellow.
Well, that's
okay. But here's the.
I don't know that 4 years is going to solve that with some people.
But no. But here's the point. The point I'm trying to make is this: if the league was, don't draft a kid. Don't draft him. Let it be known that people like this, and when I say people like this, I'm speaking about LeVar Ball, because the kid hasn't done anything wrong, really.
Right.
But I'm talking, people like you don't have a place in our business. We don't want you. Go away.
Go to Europe.
Go to, you don't like it? go play for the Greek falafels or whatever the hell they are. You know, I'm just don't draft them. I mean, obviously collusion's illegal. It's a no-no. It's against the collective bargaining agreement. But in this particular case, I'm all for it.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Kristen, you're in Galveston County, Texas, with the intellectual portion of the program. What's on your mind, my friend?
Nothing much, and I know what you're going to say.
So why the hell do you say it? Exactly. Anyway, what's on your mind? You got 3 minutes. What's up?
Well, like I said, nothing much, but a couple of topics. First of all, I like how y'all talking about the whole Lonzo Ball, LeVar Ball situation, because in all honesty, LeVar Ball is a complete idiot, in some other words that I won't say on this radio program. But still, everybody knows. Yeah,
that was in what? Christian. Not exactly one of your more enlightening statements. Bob, back me up on
that. It was deep.
That was deep. Kristen, yeah, you got to go a little deeper than that one. That horse has been dead for a while and the stick's been broken.
Okay, I understand.
Evidently you don't.
With this whole one-and-done situation, and I understand what you're talking about, if you have 3 one-and-dones, you lose a scholarship, but do you think that'll ever come to fruition?
Of course not. You want to know why?
No.
Because it makes sense.
Yeah.
And, of course, the executives and, of course, the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, will probably think it doesn't make sense.
Oh, no, they would think it makes sense. It's the NCAA that doesn't think it would make sense.
I was going to say, Christian's leaving out a big point there. You know, the blazer-wearing, scotch-drinking idiots of the NCAA.
Come on, Bob, they're all about education, and you know it.
Oh, yeah.
I can.
Yep, you know, they are.
Christian, here's a good one. Who was the last
Galveston Community College there, Christian?
Yeah, exactly. Christian, Christian, you got about a minute and a half. What else you got for us?
Okay, I was trying to get this question out to you yesterday, but I kept screwing up. So I just
so you're gonna try it again? Go for it.
AFK.
Yeah.
I know you heard about the Leon Lawson situation, but Do you think that Anthony Durrell, the guy's nephew, and the guy that Leon Lawson was cornering this past Saturday night should get at least some of the blame for what happened between Leon Lawson and Jose Uzcategui?
You know, Bob, and this is something that has been causing me a lot of sleepless minutes. I don't care, Christian. I really don't.
On or off the air?
No, in both instances, I really don't. No, Christian, the NBA Finals are coming up. You got Lonzo Ball. You got LeVar Ball. You got my Boston Red Sox, who actually won a ball game against a decent team. You're evidently calling from inside the Yellow Submarine, and you're bothering me with this again, Christian. We love you, but you've suffered. The intellectual portion of the program has suffered tonight. I'm telling you, normally you come up with dumber than that, and there's been some quality stupidness in it. But tonight, he let me down, Bob. He let me down.
Galveston CC, baby.
Well, David Clayton Thomas, arguably one of the five best voices in rock history. Like, literally, like voices.
Just let me go naturally.
A Canadian. I always wondered, the trombone player for Blood, Sweat, and Tears committed suicide. What the hell is he got to be bummed out about? You're rich. Bones. You're in a rock band. You play the trombone. Like, you never saw Jim Pankow from Chicago hang himself, did you?
No. Did he?
No, he's still alive. He was too small. He couldn't find a stool. Couldn't find a stool short enough to jump up on top of. Boys, he's a fellow left-hander, by the way. It's boys and girls of all ages. Your call's next. We might do an update. I'll just let you know. Ottawa won. Cleveland won. My Red Sox won. The rest you shouldn't care about. In a bit.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. $100. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
For me, and all your dreams come true.
Respect. Power.
Banana.
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 Now, we're just
ooh, the draft dodger rag, Bob.
We believe in God and Senator Dodd and keeping all
stuff
in
the world.
It's Canada Way.
George Siegel along with the Smothers Brothers. God bless America, folks. Here we go.
This is what we said.
Oh, well, I'm only 18. I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. Got eyes like a bat, and my feet all flat, and my asthma's getting worse.
Hell yeah.
Oh, and I think of my career, and my
sweetheart dear, and San Jose State University's pride and joy, Tommy and Dick Smothers. Tommy was actually the older of the two.
Most you ever people... been to their vineyard?
Yes, I have.
They're pretty damn good wine up there.
They've actually won like legitimate medals as far as their wines go. And people tell you, Tommy Smothers was a went to San Jose State on a gymnastics scholarship. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
And Dick ran track at San Jose State. I don't think he was up there with Tommy Smith and John Carlos, but I mean, if you're running track, San Jose State University, I mean, legendary track and field program. And Dick Smothers ran on their track team.
Pretty good.
And he's a white guy.
Yeah.
Well, but Tommy, everyone thought that Dick was the older one because he was always scolding Tommy Smothers. But yeah, actually, Tommy was the older of the two.
Yes.
I know this because there's a great documentary, by the way, if you get a chance. It was produced by HBO. It's called PBS called Smothered. Have you ever seen it?
I have not.
It is about the censorship issues that the Smothers Brothers had with CBS. See, the Smothers Brothers weren't canceled. They were fired.
Right.
And they won a lawsuit against that. They got $325,000 against CBS for doing so. But it's called Smothered. You can see it on YouTube right now for free. It's a brilliant documentary. All the writers are on the show, like Carl Gottlieb, Rob Reiner, Steve Martin.
David Steinberg.
David Steinberg.
I saw his doc. He goes into pretty big detail on that.
Yeah, it was he and Lee French that were on that last episode where he got put out for his sermon that eventually got them fired from CBS and replaced with Hee Haw. Mm-hmm. Talk about your jumpsuit. By the way, you know, it's kind of funny you mentioned Hee Haw. I mentioned Hee Haw. Because it's time for the cultural aspect of the program, Bob.
Again?
You know, that was the intellectual. Last segment was the intellectual portion of the program.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Neither was I. This is the cultural aspect. By the way, my birthday's tomorrow, man. Did you ever
know?
Every year, my
friends on Facebook, remember?
Every year, it seems like those hills I get climb to work get steeper.
Yes, they do, but it keeps you in shape and it keeps you relatively sober.
No, well, I'm walking to a bar usually. And here's the really weird part. I swear to you, every year around this time, I get a sore back. I mean, it's been going on since I was a kid. I don't know what it is. But anyway, we're heading for the cult. By the way, that kid who played banjo in Deliverance, he was not really inbred. He just looked that way.
Yes, correct.
He actually works as a dishwasher out in somewhere in Catacomb County, Georgia, or something like that. But yeah, that's what he really looked like. He wasn't inbred, so they claim. And that was Ronnie Cox playing guitar in the TV
scene.
Yes,
he's a very talented man.
Yes, he was. That was his first movie along with Ned Beatty. Did you know that? That was their first movie.
Yep.
Two scariest. See now. Well, anyway, with that in mind, we're heading out to that part of the country. We're heading out to the Blue Ridge Smokies. We're heading out to Martinsville, Georgia. Famous in song and story, as well as their yearly Shakespeare Festival. We're talking to our friend who drinks his breakfast with a mason jar, greatest white basketball player to come out of the Commonwealth of Virginia, one of four Commonwealths, along with Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and Kentucky. Moonshine Mike joins us. How you doing, my friend?
Not bad. You know what I found out a few weeks ago?
The toothbrushes exist?
The lead singer for Rascal Flatts is Lester Flatts' grand-nephew.
Wow, and I'm telling you.
Isn't that weird? You know, I thought you was a hillbilly, and I thought I was too, but we found out we're not as good a hillbilly as we thought I was.
You're from right outside of Rocky Mount, North Carolina. I'm from the Berkshires, and you're calling me a hillbilly.
And I'm from Brooklyn.
Well, you are a hillbilly. Oh, no, you're from Staten Island. Wait, hold on. No, it's Staten Island. Those are rednecks. Is it rednecks?
It's Staten Island. It's one way of putting it.
The fish. Now you got the. You know what? They should just call everyone from Staten Island the fish killers. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Anyway, Mike, what's on your mind other than the noise pollution?
Well, I may as well bring the truth because it's my time of the year. The NBA.
Lie to us. We like that.
Kyrie Irving. What can you say? We knew LeBron got in foul trouble in the first half. Mm-hmm. The King had four fouls in the first half. Mm-hmm. So what does Kyrie Irving do? He averages about 17 points a game or somewhat. Mm-hmm. He scored 42 points, and I watched the second half after I got off work, and he looked like gosh, what can you say? Excuse the language, but you know what?
What?
The East is where basketball comes from.
You know what? Hold on, Mike. Hold that thought. I'm glad he brought that up. Weren't we saying that about the Western Conference like 3-4 years ago, Bob, when like the eighth seed in the East had something like a 20-62 record or something? Like
mm-hmm. Yeah. They were actually in the playoffs and the lottery at the same time.
Yeah. And you know what, and actually took the Brooklyn Nets to a seventh game, I think. Wasn't it?
Yes.
Was something like that. You know, Mike, here's the thing. You ever call up again and you ever say anything that would even make me more irritated about how badly my Celtics have been looking because they lost their best player and he's 5'9" again? I'm just not going to be happy with you.
Look, the Celtics have done exceptionally well this year.
They were the number one seed.
Hey, number one record. Yes, sir. Hey, what's the injury status on Isaiah? What happened? I haven't kept up with all. I don't know.
He banged his head on the rim. He hurt his hip.
He broke a hip.
He broke his hip. How does someone 5 foot? My grandmother's break hips. 5'9", 245-pound grandmothers break their hips. Not 5'9", 280-pound people.
And it makes you wonder why you can't do it, Jerry.
Because I'm lazy, that's why. I make no bones about it, I'm lazy.
I swear to God, I thought he was asking you if you could break a hip.
Well, I want to say, look, someday, eventually someday I'm going to fall off my bar stool. It's going to happen.
Yeah. But Jerry,
what?
Seriously.
No, why?
I saw you 59 recently.
Pardon me?
I turned 59 recently,
uh-huh.
And I lost an inch and a half on my height, but I realized I can still play defense. But you know what? I can't do as good as I used to do.
Or as well.
That too. Yeah,
but you know what? You can talk just like you used to.
That's because I've maintained the same drinking and drug schedule. That's why.
Money right now. You're going to bet on Golden State. You're going to bet on Cleveland in the championship.
I'll take Golden State in five. If the league doesn't interfere in it and try to extend it because they want better ratings like they did last year, I don't see how anybody can keep the Warriors from winning in six at most.
I mean, if If Durant wants to do it, he needs to do it because he needs to quit breaking his butt, you know, getting quit. He needs to get – Durant needs to realize he is the second-best player in the NBA. And that's it.
Well, Mike, and thanks for the call. I think he has that idea whenever he looks at his paycheck. That would be my you know, Mike did make a point there, and I want to emphasize this to all the listeners. If you're going to drink your breakfast from a mason jar, give it at least 10 to 12 hours before calling a national radio program.
You got to let it ferment.
Exactly.
You know.
It's fun. Yeah,
you know, he actually does make a good point there with Isaiah, you know, and you were talking about it earlier. Mm-hmm. They're playing better without him.
They are.
Which is a little bit scary, at least to his agent.
No.
And the reason, because it's going to be a guard, and it's going to be Markel Fultz.
Right.
If Markel Fultz slides in there next year, and they perform at even a higher level.
Well, there's already been rumblings going on through, like, you know, and someone, you know, I think CBS Sportsline .com had it. I also saw some rumblings with the fine people, the Boston Herald, saying, you know, why not entertain the possibility of trading him? And I'm sure that's going over real well with the prospective buyers, considering the man has a broken hip.
Right. Well, see, you know, that's the wild card now. I mean, now that this happened, that's not a good injury for basketball.
No.
Be worse for a baseball player. But not a good injury for basketball.
And how old is he, 22, 23?
No, he's 28.
Oh, he's 28, that's right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's been around the block a little bit.
That's right.
But,
you know, as a Celtic fan, I just say to myself, you know, I don't know. You know what, here's the deal. I'm so hung up on this LeVar Ball thing, I haven't really even thought about my guy. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back. 1-800-878-7529. On this, Bob Dylan's birthday. So what do? We play Queen. I like it. What do you think?
I think it's all right.
Brian May.
I miss Freddie Mercury.
There's a lot of men who miss Freddie Mercury. Trust me.
We'll be right back.
Great
voice.
Oh, yeah.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
I didn't think they let people with drug convictions in.
Darling, it's not a conviction, just a firm belief.
Yes.
Nice! Now, this is something that, this should be our national anthem. Bob?
Not bad.
Well,
not
Jim,
bad. It certainly should be in parts of the country right now with the opiate crap going on.
Little Jim Carroll action, kids. The man who got the worst rap in the world when the the Columbine thing, they blamed the Basketball Diaries.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Right,
first off, if you've ever read the book, which I know these people did, nobody got shot in the Basketball Diaries in the book.
True.
But people don't understand that. Of course, Jim Carroll, a fellow lefty like yours truly, people tend to forget he was an all-city basketball player in New York.
Yes, he was.
And you don't become an all-city basketball player in New York unless you got a pretty good jump shot. But he hung up his sneakers for a poet's pen, and we're all thankful of that. God, this song, guys. I remember the first time this song came out. I remember hearing it on, I can't remember the radio station. It was WHGH out of Boston. I heard it. I was like, this is the coolest song ever. And it's coming from someone who grew up on the Grateful Dead and the Beatles. 1-800, I don't want you to call us. Why even give him the number? The reason we're playing a little Jim Carroll is because he's a basketball player, and we were talking about the NBA, and we were talking about the plight of the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers. All right.
Yeah.
The Celtics are holding all the cards, right? Not all here.
Yes, just, they are.
No, you know, in this particular instance, it sometimes hurts to have too many cards. It really does. And the Celtics have this year's number one pick. Next year they have the Nets. Next year the Nets is picked for next year too.
Which they probably have them until they have them until like 2025 or something.
No, seriously, I think they have the Nets first round pick next year, and then they have a conditional first round pick from the Nets the year after that.
Right.
So conceivably, the Boston Celtics can have, depending on how bad the Nets are, they can have the number one overall pick for three straight years. Conceivably,
right.
Odds are they're going to probably two out of the three.
Right.
Tough titties for a team that's been number one in the East for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, they go ahead.
I mean, there's such a thing as having too many options where you can outthink yourself. Okay, I pop you in the office with Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge is going to listen to what you have to say. You have Isaiah Thomas, who's a little gimpy right now. You have the number one overall pick. You have the Nets' number one pick for next year. Okay, plus your number one pick. What are you going to say? You're going to have a beer with Danny Ainge with the Mormon himself. What do you say to the guy?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. You get to make the decision for him. What do you? Or if you're another team, what would you go in and offer him if you're another team?
But this injury though has yet again given him all the leverage.
Yeah.
Because you look from a PR perspective, if they were actively shopping him after the fact that he basically carried this team the whole year and has been one of the great steals as far as a trade goes in the history of the NBA.
Right.
You know, it would be bad PR.
Nah, but here's the thing.
For Danny to ship him out of town. But hear me out here.
Yeah, but Ainge is good at that.
But he now has all the leverage again because of the fact this is a career-threatening injury.
Yeah.
So he can actually afford, when the time comes, to underpay him.
Mm-hmm.
As far as value goes, there is no value for Isaiah Thomas right now because nobody knows, you know, if he's going to be trying to get up court on a walker or not.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Here's the thing with Danny Ainge, and I know this. You know, I've lived in Boston for years, and I still have some friends there. Ainge has always been upfront with the fans, and that's the difference between someone like a Danny Ainge and like somebody like a Phil Jackson who's sitting in there and he's doing stuff kind of behind the scenes, and nobody's really sure if he knows what he's doing or if he doesn't know what he's doing.
He's chanting.
Right. Danny Ainge basically went up there a couple of years ago after they shipped everybody off, Paul Pierce and everybody, Garnett, and they shipped them all to Brooklyn. And they just got a couple of pieces of paper back saying, this is what you're going to get in the future. Danny Ainge, point blank, he went on television.
Yeah.
Called a press conference and said, listen, we're going to suck for 2 years, but we know what we're doing. Bear with us. And
right.
You know what? People of Boston, patient though they may be from time to time, impatient as though they may be from time to time, they filled the place up for two straight years, realizing they were going to suck, and what he said was true, and it came true. And if Danny Ainge got a P, I don't think Danny Ainge would be worried about PR. If he got rid of Isaiah Thomas, you know, the people of Boston would say, Isaiah, thank you. You did a great job, but he's getting rid of you for a reason. We trust him more than, you know, I think that's what would happen there.
Okay.
All right. Now, let me ask you. Now, the one team I think has a lot of power, if I'm the Sacramento Kings, I would go have a talk with Danny Ainge. You have two top 10 picks as it is.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, this is a pretty, I don't want to say a stacked draft, but it's a pretty heavy draft. You have two top 10 picks. I think they have the fourth and the ninth.
7 and 10.
7 and 10? Okay, fine. 7 and 10. They have the 7. If that's two teams I would love to see get together, because I think something could really be worked out between those two teams. I think it would be very interesting. I don't know what, but I think this is one of those instances where everyone would be happy if the Kings and the Celtics got together. If you're the Kings right now, you have two top 10 picks. What team would you want to go talk to right now about potentially doing something to improve your status in life?
Yeah, no, it's a good point. I mean, the only person who would be happy in that equation is Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, yeah, he's a millionaire. Plays basketball for a living.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
No, I understand. You know, and where's the loyalty?
But it's a big difference between playing in Boston and playing in Sacramento. By the way, you weren't right, and I wasn't right. They have the fifth.
Okay. Tenth. Well, you know, they're both state capitals. You know, that's one thing you've completely blown off.
Yeah, that narrows it down.
Yeah.
they're both taxed to death.
Yeah, both taxed. No. See that? Now that's no. No, that
no,
whole
no,
thing
I,
years ago.
I knew
that
knew
whole Texas-Chusets thing. It's six.
I know.
Because they all made it. Oh, Texas-Chusets. Ha ha. So funny. We had the 16th highest tax. 16th.
I know.
16th.
Relax. Take a pill.
But I did.
Yeah, I know. I was doing that just to.
So no, but I mean, those are. I mean, the Sacramento Kings. I mean, you got the fifth and tenth pick. That's a lot. If you're you can do a lot of talking with a lot of teams with two top 10 picks in this draft. And the Celtics having the overall pick, if you're the Boston Celtics, why not? Okay, if I'm the Celtics, here's what I do. I say, okay, you get Isaiah Thomas, okay, and you get our number one overall pick this year.
But he has a blown out hip.
You're not listening to me. They're dealing with the Kings here. We're not dealing with rocket scientists. Okay, you get Isaiah Thomas and our number one overall pick. We get your two top 10 picks right now and your number one pick for next year. If I'm the Sacramento Kings, I might think about that. Seriousness, contingent on how Isaiah's hip is. But if I'm the Sacramento Kings, I would listen to that.
Well, yeah.
But
okay.
you're giving up your number one pick for next year.
Right.
But that's the reason. You know, nobody trades away things with expectations of getting. Oh, we're just going to be nice to Sacramento and give Isaiah Thomas and our first round pick. It doesn't work that way. But I'm the Boston Celtics. This is a deep enough draft where you can go out there and possibly for the 5 and 10, you can get a plenty of things to build that team. And he's got next year's number one overall pick, probably because the Nets aren't going to be that good. If I'm Danny Ainge, I go talk to the Sacramento Kings right now. And the Kings, they can make them. Even if Isaiah Thomas comes back at 75% of Isaiah Thomas, that's still 50% better than anything they've had in the last 5 years.
Well, that's a fair point, but this is an all-timer draft with faults. I truly believe that. I think this guy can pretty much do anything, and you know, we'll see. Yeah, you know, going back to your theorem from before, you know, if you're Sacramento and you got 5 and 10 and you really want to move up and get somebody, talk to the Lakers.
Oh, boy.
I mean, just for the sake of discussion, say De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's who you're eyeing up. Yeah, that'd be the place to go get him because the Celtics don't need him.
Yeah, and you're rolling the dice that he's going to go to you at five because if and that's where the intrigue.
Well, let's put it this way. As it stands right now, you know he's not going to go one or two.
Right.
Yeah, and Philadelphia, boy, I can see Philadelphia taking Fox though.
Of course.
Yeah. See, there's the rub. So yeah, go talk to the Lakers, but you know, and if you want to have, and then of course, then you can imagine the S storm that Mr. Ball is going to hold up because then his kid may amp in Philadelphia. You see that? Oh, that'd be funny.
No,
but no, actually, you're right. Yeah, go talk to the Lakers because
I mean, everybody's saying that they're going to put the ball in Ben Simmons' hands next year, but that's not realistic. The guy's a legit 6'8" player,
right.
And aside from Magic Johnson, I've never seen a 6'8" point guard.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so he's not getting past Philly. De'Aaron Fox, it's not going to happen.
Actually, you know what? You're right. Actually, that you know what? Here's the thing, though. This is once again where I'm going to talk about LeVar Ball. If it weren't for his big mouth and what kind of an S storm he can cause for the league and for whatever team picks him, this would be if the Lakers traded their pick, got the 5 and 10 pick for the number two, okay, and Sacramento Kings end up taking Fox. The Sixers are going to take LeVar Ball, or take Lonzo Ball, and you know what kind of an S-storm that's going to cause? It's going to ruin the Sixers. It's going to ruin the Lakers because the Lakers won't have anything in five. I won't say anything, but they won't have what. There's the problem, and the league. I think the league knows this. That's why I think the league should go talk to Danny Ainge right now and say, please do something about this.
Yeah, but see, I'm actually leaning towards the theory when I looked at this and actually put it together in my feeble little mind that Philadelphia at that point might either A, trade down, or B, go with a guy like Dennis Smith, who was nothing but raw talent, but could end up being a superior point guard. Hear me out here, because they're almost there. They are there talent wise. The Sixers, they don't want to screw it up and turn into the Washington Bullets.
No, and I don't think I don't. And I don't. And I don't think. Thank you very much, Baltimore Bullets. By the way, Wes Unseld. I don't think the Sixers want to go with somebody who has raw talent at this point. I don't think.
The problem is they also don't want to bring the circus to town.
Right. Exactly.
So if you're the Lakers, now hear me out here. Mm-hmm. This is the rest of this. Phoenix does not need a point guard. They got enough guards in Phoenix to literally take care of a shopping mall.
Right.
So if they go with a little bit of size.
You've been dying to use that line, haven't you?
No, I haven't really. It's one of the great lines of all time, though. You know, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, the difference between a point guard and a shooting guard. Huh. And Bernie chiming in and saying, look, if it wasn't for basketball, they'd all be security guards.
I remember that. Anyway.
It was a classic line.
I remember that.
But at five, there's a distinct possibility that the Lakers still get Lonzo Ball.
Yeah. And then they'll have the 10 pick.
Yeah.
And you know what? If he's the 5 pick, they don't have to pay him as much money.
Well, true, but it's negligible at that level. But
I don't know. It's intriguing. But we've gotten past the fact that right now the Golden State Warriors, they're going to be sitting around it is going to be a week Friday, the week from this coming Friday.
You're going to see them in bars.
Yeah, we have already, I think. They have to do something about this. I mean, the NBA has gotten to a point now where it's bordering on 10 months a year.
They're pushing Thanksgiving.
I'm being dead serious. It's gotten to, I mean, first off, having 7-game series between a 1 and an 8 is ridiculous to start off the postseason. That's my opinion on it. And I say that sitting here when they had the We Believe Warriors from just a couple of years ago. I understand it. But they need to do something about this. This whole 7-game set. First off, by the time the teams get down to the finals, you're not going to see the best of either team because both teams are going to be gassed. Even if they sweep.
Golden State will be fine, but Cleveland's going to be gassed.
Okay, but
I get you.
Not gassed. Okay, either they're gassed or rusty. Either way, you're not going to get the best of either team who's going to be in the finals. And, you know, muscle memory. You know what I mean? Just go out and play 6 games. You get 2 days off. Boom, you start the finals. This is ridiculous. When did the playoffs start? Back in April?
Yeah.
And the finals don't start until June 1st? If they go 7 games, they're not going to end until summer. Literally, the beginning of summer.
Very true.
They have to do something about that. Because I'm telling you, I live in San Francisco. My guys are going to be in it. My other team, my hometown team, could possibly be in it, you know, but for an act of God, a benevolent God who doesn't listen to the things I say about him if he really exists. My point is they need to do something about that because by the time I'm in a town where the finals have been for 3 straight years, and half the time, by the time rules, I can care less. I'm burnt out on it because it's boring because there's like 94 days between games. Any event, we're going to put a bow on this. We're going to see if I have any more Salampas and painkillers. That's a good combo, by the way. 1-800-878-7529 is the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Put the candle back!
She said candle.
I was at a
Oh my place. God, an Annette Funicello sighting.
You caught my eye.
By the way, I was watching MASH is on demand right now on Comcast Cable, the old ones, the good ones.
Right.
Do you know I actually know somebody who thinks the show is better with David Ogden Stiers and Harry Morgan? This is a person who needs to start taking drugs. Well, excuse me.
This is true.
Chorus, everybody.
Although I will say this. They had played out the pick on Frank Burns character.
No,
I really enjoyed
it became David such a
Stiers.
It became such a and Larry Linville was a classically trained Shakespearean actor. He knew
yes, he
go.
Is.
He was until right up to the point where he died. From Ojai, California, by the way.
Yes.
But that show was, I mean, when Larry Gelbart left,
yes.
He was there. And then,
you know,
of course, McLean Stevenson and Wayne Rogers. I mean, after that, I mean, it's just, this is also a person who thinks O.J. is innocent. And they're white. And they live in Los Angeles.
Well, that explains a lot right there.
Oh, by the way, you haven't lived until you heard the church organ solo in Blaming on the Bossa Nova. Hold on a second, please. And on the left, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. By the way, do you know something about the Bossa Nova?
All I know is that the chick
it's
who played
the Dance of Love.
It's the Dance of Love, and also Ainsley Hayes on West Wing was dancing around to it in a bathrobe one time. She looked really good in that.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
She's also quite a character. She went to East Carolina University, where I almost went to college. I was almost a Buck Mayne.
He died young, Larry Linville.
Yeah, he was like 65, 62.
60.
Somewhere. You know what the one that gets me. And I know this is really interesting for those of you listening to this program, but we get paid either way, so we don't care. Roger Bowen played Henry. And by the way, Henry Blake's middle name in the book and in the Braymore was his middle name. He played in the movie MASH, and MacLean Stevenson, Adelaide Stevenson's nephew, by the way, played him on the TV show MASH for four seasons. They died the same day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Valentine's Day, 1996. I mean, what are the odds on that?
That's pretty rare.
What people? Well, you know, John Banner, Sergeant Schultz died on his birthday. Shakespeare. That's why I always get nervous around my birthdays, because I always thought there was a sense of romance about dying on your birthday. But when your birthday is coming up in like tomorrow,
there's no romance about dying. Period.
Look at that. We just I heard it's kind of messy. We just put a bow on this hour. Those idiots at the USA Network with the alternative facts. Goodbye, kiddos. The dance of love. Now is it the moon?